Welcome to Come Follow Me, Mental Health Insights with Dr. David Morgan. Each week we'll review a concept from the Come Follow Me lesson and talk about applications to improve our mental and emotional health. Hi, welcome to episode 32 of season 2. This week we are studying Acts chapters 22 through 28. And this week's readings continue with the missionary travels of Paul. And similar to what we read about last week, his journeys are still a mix of success and difficulty. And as I was reading the account this week, it became clear to me that we need to make sure that we do not misunderstand the value and purpose of trials and challenges on the road to our eventual success. Almost any lasting success comes by way of difficult effort. You can think about this from the analogy of sports. I would dare say that there has never been someone who has been excellent in a sport who has not subjected themselves to considerable practice, sacrifice, and difficult effort. While it's true that some people seem to be born with kind of a natural talent towards certain skills, it's those who engage in sacrifice and effort that become excellent. For example, I have a friend who is an amazing piano player, and I'm confident that he was born with an above average ability to understand and play music. But I'm also confident that he would not be nearly as proficient as he is now if he had not practiced for hours a day for dozens of years. It's the combination of those two things that has made him excellent. As I've worked with people as a psychologist for many years, I've noticed the same thing. People, even despite their very difficult mental health issues, those who are persistent and put in a lot of effort over time tend to have much longer lasting success in managing mental health concerns. The persistence through difficult effort is what brings about true greatness. And just we need to remember this principle as we go through our lives. It's through the effort and the challenge that we grow. You might remember this quote from Elder Jeffrey R. Holland. Really drives the point home. He said, "I too suggest that one's life cannot be both faith-filled and stress-free. It simply will not work to glide naively through life, saying as we sip another glass of lemonade, 'Lord, give me all thy choicest virtues, but be certain not to give me grief, nor sorrow, nor pain, nor opposition. Please do not let anyone dislike me or betray me, and above all, do not ever let me feel forsaken by thee or those I love. In fact, Lord, be careful to keep me from all the experiences that made thee divine. And then when the rough sledding by everyone else is over, please let me come and dwell with thee, where I can boast about how similar our strengths and our characters are as I float along on my cloud of comfortable Christianity." Difficult trials come from many different sources, and to assume that difficult trials are always the mark of disobedience is simply incorrect. And as we've discussed, Paul's life is strong evidence of the fact that trials come to all of us despite our obedience, sometimes even because of our obedience. If the Lord thinks that we need more difficulty and more trial in order to achieve more growth, obedience might indeed yield trials at times. And the good news is, even though we will be called to pass through difficulties, the obedient will have the Lord's support during such times. Let's look at a couple of events from this week's reading that confirm this truth. The first is in Acts chapter 23, starting in verse 10. Paul has once again been beaten for preaching the gospel, and the people want to kill him. And it says, "And when there arose a great dissension, the chief captain, fearing lest Paul should have been pulled in pieces of them, commanded the soldiers to go down and to take him by force from among them and to bring him into the castle. And the night following, the Lord stood by him and said, 'Be of good cheer, Paul. For as thou hast testified me of in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also at Rome.' And when it was that day, certain of the Jews banded together and bound themselves under a curse, saying that they would neither eat nor drink till they had killed Paul." So in the midst of his difficulty, an angel appeared to comfort Paul. He didn't remove the trial, but he reassured him that things would eventually work out. Also in Acts chapter 27, starting in verse 18, this is when Paul is traveling on a ship and the voyage has become perilous to the point of potentially deadly. It says, "And we being exceedingly tossed with a tempest, the next day they lightened the ship. And the third day we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship. And when neither sun nor stars in many day appeared, and no small tempest lay upon us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, Sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me, and not have loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am, and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must also be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. So again, in the midst of his difficulties, an angel appeared and reassured him that things would work out, just not right away. They eventually had to endure a shipwreck, but eventually things worked out for the best. We are all going to endure times of distress, but when you are sailing with the Lord, you can rest assured that things will work out. In everyone's life, the time will come when he will stand and say, Peace be still. For some, that happens soon, and for others, it may be a long time of rough seas before he works the miracle. We need to have faith that he will eventually work the promised miracle, and then use that faith to try to have peace, even in the midst of the storm. Developing greater perspective to have peace during trials is a difficult task, but it is highly valuable regarding mental health issues. Some mental health issues are temporary, just last a little while. Others last for years and years. And some people become frustrated at the fact that their mental health issues persist. And I get it. This is very frustrating. But instead of lamenting the fact that the mental health issue does not fully resolve, perhaps we can find peace in knowing that, one, the issue will eventually pass, and number two, in the meantime, we can learn from our experiences and develop greater strength. The Lord taught Joseph Smith in the 122nd section of the Doctrine and Covenants, And if thou shouldst be cast into the pit, or into the hands of murderers, and the sentence of death passed upon thee, if thou be cast into the deep, if the billowing surge conspire against thee, if fierce winds become thine enemy, if the heavens gather blackness, and all the elements combine to hedge up the way, and above all, if the very jaws of hell shall gape open the mouth wide after thee, know thou, my son, that all these things shall give thee experience and shall be for thy good. And that reminds me of the experience that Paul was having on the ship. Fierce winds becoming the enemy, the heavens gathering blackness. They said it had been days since they had seen the sun. And like all of the sea and all of its power combining to basically thwart them, says that all these things shall give thee experience and shall be for thy good. And when we're, like I said, when we're sailing with the Lord, we don't have to worry about ultimate outcomes, because eventually he will stand and calm the tempest. And here are just some summary ideas about how we can learn to see our challenges differently. Number one, not all challenges are a result of negative behavior. Number two, all challenges will eventually be resolved, but some take a very long time despite our best efforts. And three, challenges are essentially ways for us to practice becoming more like our Savior Jesus Christ. Adopting such thoughts can increase resilience during times of trial and decrease feelings of anxiety and depression. Now, I always end my podcast episodes with an invitation to act, because I think doing something about our problems is the best way to make them go away. And if we don't do anything, then they're very unlikely to change. And just give prayerful consideration to these invitations. Some might work for you, some might not. Please don't feel obligated to do all of them if you're a regular listener. So for this week's challenge, I'd like you to reflect on the three summary principles discussed during the podcast, and to review, here they are. Not all challenges are a result of negative behavior. All challenges will eventually be resolved, but some take a very long time despite our best efforts. And challenges are essentially ways for us to practice becoming more like our Savior Jesus Christ. And then answer this question: how can these truths help you better understand and cope with some of your trials? I have free worksheets that you can download to help you remember and implement the weekly invitations. And to get these, just sign up for my email newsletter, and you can find that link in the show notes. Also, if you like this podcast, please subscribe, so you can get the new episodes each week, and please share it with people if you find it helpful. There's also written transcripts of the podcast, and you can find that link in the show notes. Thank you for listening, and until next time, this is Dr. David Morgan reminding you that change is possible, but change requires action, and to always keep moving forward. Thanks for listening. If you want to learn more, please visit Dr. Morgan's website at www.drdavidtmorgan.com.